And it is one of these leaders. He used to be the rabbi at Temple B'nai Tikva. His name is Rabbi Howard Voss Altman, who really taught me about what our tradition teaches about what justice is about. We were actually in the sanctuary of the temple when he began to tell me how basically the entire Hebrew scriptures, so that's the big part of our Bible, basically can be summarized by this call to do justice. And so I asked him, so what does this mean? Like, help me understand this. And he says, well, look to our roof. If you've ever gone into Temple B'nai Tikva, when you look up on the roof, what there are is it looks like seven big umbrellas. But what those umbrellas are actually are kippas. They're the hat the Jewish people wear it for times of prayer and when they're in the presence of God. And there are six smaller kippas that represent the days of creation, with one larger kippa overarching them all, which represents the day of Sabbath, the day of rest. And Rabbi Howard pointed up to those kippas and say, well, what you have to see is if you look at the first 3 days of creation, what God is doing during those times is setting out God's Torah, God's wisdom, God's ordering of creation, so that in the next 3 days, life comes forth and thrives. And so if you look on the temple, the days are set across from each other. So what happens on the first day of creation? The light and the dark is separated. So we have day and night, and then what happens, guess what, on the fourth day? Well, that's when the sun and the moon and the stars come forth. Life breaks forth. Likewise, on the second day of creation, what happens is God sort of brings order to creation. God sends out God's wisdom and Torah, and what is separated is the waters from below and the waters above, creating the sky and the water. So if you look across there at the temple at the fifth day, what is brought forth? The birds of the air and the creatures of the sea. See, what Rabbi Howard taught me was that all of our life, God's law, God's Torah, God's teaching is about how do we order our lives and our communities so that life can flourish. And that is what justice is. Justice is the ordering of our communities in such a way that it is according to the wisdom of God so that all life can flourish. Now, Rabbi Howard was one of the leaders who created the Calgary Alliance for the Common Good. And he and others created it precisely so that we have a vehicle by which we can make sure that Calgary is a just city. That is, so that it is a city that is ordered in such a way that everyone and thrive. Now, of course, the reality is that not everyone is thriving in our city these days. So back in January, we trained about 50 of our leaders, including people here, who then went out and listened to over 1,000 Calgarians. And what we heard very clearly was that people in Calgary are struggling with mental health issues and addiction issues and struggling to get the supports they need. We heard very clearly that people in Calgary care deeply about the environment that they are leaving for their grandchildren, but they're also worried about how they will provide for their children today. And we also heard clearly that people are ready to face the truth of our colonial past, and they want to find ways that we can move forward for reconciliation. But at a much deeper level, what we heard very clearly was the very fabric of our society is becoming unwoven. We heard about how everything from young moms starting careers and with kids, all the way to recent immigrants, from young kids on their cell phones to the elderly, people across our city are struggling with feeling isolated. Most people feel like they are on their own facing the world by themselves. And we also heard about how deeply divided our communities are becoming. They're becoming divided along lines of race, between those who have and those who don't have. They're becoming divided by those who see themselves on the political right from the political left. So the question comes now, so what are we going to do about it? Well, what does the Lord require of us? But to do justice and to love tenderly. That word love tenderly is, my Hebrew is horrible, but it's something like hasad, which is perhaps one of the most important terms next to justice in the Hebrew scriptures. It means compassion. It means kindness. It means love. It's a word that is there to describe a particular quality of relationship. And so when we do justice as the together as the Calgary Alliance for the Common Good, using this process called community organizing, that's where we start. We start by building relationships. And how do you build a relationship? You listen. You take the time to listen deeply, to actually hear about the different struggles that we are having in our lives. But you also take time to listen to hear the strength that people bring, and the strength that people bring together. You know, because something amazing happens when people actually listen to each other. We discover that we are not alone in our struggles, which enables us to find our shared strength together. Now, this is not something that's helpful for me to just talk to you about. It's something that you need to practice. So what I want to invite you to do right now is to actually, so go into groups of about three or four, and I want you to share with each other, first of all, of those four issues that have been identified, so mental health and addictions, social isolation, the environment, but also how do we balance that with our economy, and also truth and reconciliation. And I want you to talk about which one of those issues actually connects with you in your life or connects to the people you love and care about. And to also share a story about that. So if I was in your group, for example, I would say, you know, hi, introduce yourself, I'm Ryan. And one of the issues I care deeply about is actually mental health. And the reason why I care profoundly about it is that I, throughout my life, I've actually struggled with both depression and anxiety. But guess what? I'm a pastor, and you're not supposed to struggle with these things. So that the stigma of it largely meant that I suffered on my own because of that. And I don't want anyone else to experience it. So do something like that. Okay, so now break up the groups of four, three or four. Make sure no one's left out unless they want to be left out. Oh, the four things are mental health and addictions, social isolation, the environment, and truth and reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous people. Okay. Do you want to be on your own? I'll sit down with you. So, Okay, so I'm going to call you all back. You need more time. Okay, don't complain to me if the service is long. Okay, go ahead. I'll give you another. There you go.
No, but it's, well, first of all, I don't think I remember that, that your father died by suicide, so I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay, so I will call you back now. So, my first question for you is, how many people here have some connection with issues around mental health and addiction? How about who here has a connection with social isolation or divisions in our community? How about anyone here care about the environment? And how about truth and reconciliation between Indigenous and non-Indigenous folks? So do you notice that for all of those issues, there were lots of people raising their hands? Which tells you that these issues are not issues of personal failing. They're issues of how we function as a community. Which actually means that they're what we call political issues. They're issues of justice. They're issues about how we've shaped a community so that people thrive or do not thrive. But there's still that question, we've listened, but how do you actually enable people to have an impact? We have a sister organization in Spokane, and one of the organizers there is named Katie. And Katie once said something really profound, I thought. She said that if we just listen to people without inviting them into the power to have an impact, all we do is lead people into hopelessness. The Calgary Alliance for the Common Good was created not just so we can listen to people, but also so that we actually have the collective power so that we can actually have an impact, so that we don't have to be hopeless. So what do I mean by that? I want to tell you a story about Catherine. So Catherine was the administrator at Lutheran Church of Our Savior, so not this place. And Catherine, she described herself as having never led anything in her entire life. But she was also someone who was she's a woman of deep faith, and someone who wanted her life to actually have an impact. And she also has a mom who was struggling to stay in her home and in her community that she valued so much. So when we created this, it was a research action team on helping seniors to stay in their homes and communities. Guess who volunteered to be one of the co-chairs? Catherine. And so what we did is we worked with Catherine. We paired her up with Ate Lee Woolery, who was the pastor of the Lutheran Church of Our Savior, and they became the co-chairs. And we trained Catherine how to lead. She went to our local training. She went actually to one of the regional trainings down in Seattle. And we spent a lot of time coaching her in that, in her process of being a leader. And her team, what they did is they actually did some research. And they found this great program up in Edmonton about how to connect seniors to the services that they need. And so her and her team went to go meet with the city to see about how we could implement something like this in Calgary. And the city was very kind and polite and basically ignored what they had to say. They basically treated her and her team in a very respectful way, but really like they were insignificant and irrelevant. So we had an assembly. We brought together about 150 leaders. Some of you were there. And we had city councilors sitting up front along with an MLA from the province. And we said, look, these are issues in our community. Will you work with us to address them? And these leaders took one look around and saw that Catherine and her team were not alone, but had all these communities behind them. And guess what happened 2 weeks later? We met with the city again. But this time, they were telling us how they were going to address 8 of the 9 things that they were asking for. And a few months later, to address the 9th one, guess who was sitting with us as we met with the Minister for Seniors? But those same city officials. And there was Catherine, who had never led anything in her life, negotiating with the Minister for Seniors about how they could increase funding for low-income seniors to access services. And because Catherine had this experience of it, she was actually able to point out how they could shift things that the Minister for Seniors staff couldn't even see. That's still waiting to be accomplished. But actually, we hear it's on the list of things for the new government. But in the next, I think next month, the city should be unveiling its actual plan for how they're going to implement that strategy that they had agreed to do back last October. And that's also why we're going to be holding our what's called our founding assembly. So on October 17th at Knox United Church at 6:40 p.m., we are inviting all of you to come together, along with all the other members of the Calgary Alliance for the Common Good. And actually, I'm going to get the ushers to pass out those. What I'm going to pass out is actually a sign-up sheet. It's a sign up to ask the question of, okay, so this time, who can we count to come out? Who can we count to stand together to address those issues in our community? And so if you can hand those out, they'll get passed along the rows, and make sure the choir gets one too. And if you're able to come out on the 17th, please put down your name and phone number. If you need information, there's like little postcards you can pull out with the information. And the reason why having you come out is important is because there will once again be political officials there, and when we have people to go talk with them about how are we going to address issues like mental health and the environment, if you're there, they'll know that whoever goes to meet with them has all of you behind them. So that when the politician's in front of them, there's the strength of all of you behind them supporting them, knowing that they count on you, so that these issues in our community are actually significant enough that we need to they will need to take action on. Does that make sense? You see, oh yeah, I should say, and those sign-up sheets are actually for the people here primarily, so they know, because the idea is we want you to go as a team. We want you to go as a church so that together you can actually experience together what it looks like to do justice in public life. Because you see, justice is not about some issue out there. Justice is not about something for those, you know, those radicals. Justice is simply what love looks like in public life. Justice is about how we shape our communities so that everyone can thrive. It's actually about the old sense of democratic politics. You know, now we think politics is about different parties fighting for power, but it used to be about how communities came together to solve the issues of their community and how they could be human together. See, justice is the work of people of faith. What does the Lord require of us? To do justice, to love tenderly, and also to walk humbly with our God. See, Christianity has this amazing gospel. First of all, it's this gospel of incarnation, which means God is not up there. God is in our midst. God is amongst us, and particularly God is amongst us when we suffer and amongst those who are pushed to the margins. It is also the gospel of the Holy Spirit, which means God is within us and amongst us and working through us. It means that God has partnered with us for the salvation, which is a word that comes from salve, to heal. God partners with us to bring healing to the world. This is why churches like you have come together to create the Calgary Alliance for the Common Good. It's so that people of faith can partner with others, with other people of faith, but also other people in the community, so that together we might shape a community that is just, a community in which everyone can thrive. It was created so that we might do justice, love tenderly, and walk humbly, both with our God as well as each other. Amen.